This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It's part of the process.
You're all a bunch of hypocrites.
The only reason we're talking about lying to your kids, and Steve has the gall,
hypocrite,
as probably the biggest liar I've ever met in my life, bar none.
Second biggest.
No, there's nobody bigger. To say that like it's bad and hypocritical to lie to your kids, it's part of parenting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You made it a part of parenting because you guys are all lazy.
No, it's...
It's whatever's easiest for the parent as opposed to doing the right thing for your child.
No, because there's times where there's an inherent danger or something, or there's a need to do something that you can't explain. You can't logic into... Like, for example, trying to teach a kid to eat vegetables...
Uh-huh.
To tell them, now, the Food and Drug Administration has said that you need 7 servings of carrots and or other beta-carotene carry. Like, you don't do that. So you're like, this tastes like chicken. This might taste like, these right here are like what cinnamon rolls are made out of.
So you're negotiating with the child, and now you're...
Yes!
Here's how you parent the child. Eat that.
No, that's not
done. God, how hard can this be? Yeah, you guys.
Does it work with you?
Yeah.
No, it.
I'm pretty sure it did. So anyway,
your entire diet, like your dietary restrictions right now, are if it wasn't powdered a second ago or fell out of a can a second ago, I ain't putting it in my head.
Yeah, but when I was a kid,
that's not true.
They told me eat that, and I did. See, now here's the problem with you guys. You come up with these elaborate ruses and cover stories and lies. Mm-hmm. When honestly, you're done like that. Done. Eat that. Done.
It doesn't work like that.
So I got to go. It tastes like this. It could taste like
that. Tell me this, Steve.
It might.
How many children have you raised with that logic?
None.
Oh, so what other nuggets of wisdom do you have, purveyor of knowledge?
See, once again, I'm looking down on the rest of you parents.
No,
I'm able to, it's the best place to judge.
Here's some examples to get people started. This was this on Reddit or somewhere? It doesn't really matter where it came from. I just sometimes like to source the thing. I feel bad.
It's a lie, wherever it came from.
The parents will say if you don't brush your teeth, they're going to turn black and fall out.
That's a lie. They're not.
I know, but it scares your children.
Oh, we're scared. Okay, we're lying to the kids, and now we're scaring the kids.
You're telling me
the parenting
that your parents
is just...
never looked at you and said, if you and your sister don't stop, we're going to turn this car around.
Okay. Well, yes, it happened.
Okay, so they did. Oh, so even the Immaculate Steve's parents lied.
They wait.
Dishonesty. What?
That's not a lie.
No! It is a lie.
They were going to turn it around. But here's the thing. You can't use that lie on your kid when you're 2 hours into your trip.
No, you can't.
I know you're not going to stop and turn around.
You don't know.
It's an empty
lie.
When
you're telling it to a three-year-old, they don't know.
What are you lying to a
concept of time?
Oh, my God. I think you guys just take explicit pleasure and glee getting away with lies to your three-year-old.
I get zero pleasure
out of lying. Why do you lie? Why can't you just be honest to a three-year-old? Why do you have to come up with these lies?
Because the truth is, the sound of your voice is irritating me to the point that I want to unbuckle your seatbelt and slam on the brakes. But instead, what I'm going to say is...
I love the audio.
Finally, some honesty.
Honesty.
Like, you're harping on each other is so irritating.
Uh-huh.
I want to crash the car.
Okay.
But instead I say, because we're heading to Wally World.
Okay.
If you don't stop, we're going to turn the car around. They shut down. But to threaten death is not tangible to them. But not going to Wally World is tangible. That's why you make a threat that isn't real.
You make a lie.
Yes.
About. Okay.
Yes. That's God. It's part of parenting. Here's the thing. Can I just explain
it's
to everybody
part
listening?
Of parenting.
Let me explain down at the base level. The topic we're talking about is the lies you tell your kids. But we're 4 minutes into it, and Steve is still debating over whether we should. We should, we do, it
okay.
happens.
So what, Slacker, pray tell, are some of the lies that you parents
like
tell?
Like I said before, there are no vegetables in your dinner. You give your kids chicken pot pie, and it's like, what's in it? Chicken. Well, what are these green things? Different colored chicken.
Okay, so when you lie, okay, wait.
Because it all tastes the same because it's in the damn gravy.
So when you lied to the kid by saying, I put vegetables in there, they think they're getting a complete wholesome meal.
No, you say there's no vegetables until they've eaten it and they like it. And then like their third time eating chicken pot pie, you know, the green chicken you eat. Yeah, that's actually called broccoli.
OK, I can't keep track of all these bruises and lies.
You of all people can keep three lies going at one time.
Green beans.
Yes. You tell them it's all chicken. Am I wrong, Little D?
Not at all.
See?
And you guys, the worst part is you take pride in
your
lies.
I don't take pride.
You all like, oh, I'm a better liar and a parent than you are. Oh, no way. I told my kid the other day.
I don't feel great about it.
You guys do because it gives you peace and they shut up.
Yes.
And it's easiest for you.
Right. But I don't.
I'm starting to enjoy the honesty.
I am completely honest. It's like you tell your kids, mommy and daddy are going, like, let's all go up to bed.
Okay.
And then you put them in bed.
And you know, I'm so tired too.
Yeah. This is, you want to know something cool about my kids? They think I'm the best dad ever because I bought them each a fan for their room. They're like, oh my God, we have the air blowing on us. It's so awesome. I got that so I can turn a movie on louder downstairs.
Oh, what are
and
those
all they hear
movies?
Is the white noise. No, not one of those. It's not like I'm watching 50 Shades of Purple or anything. I'm like, no, just so I can watch any movie.
See, that's smart, but that's not a lie.
It is a lie because when I put them to bed, they're like, you going to bed too? Yes. Eventually.
Yes.
I say eventually
okay.
as I walk out the room.
Okay. As you cross your fingers.
Fingers are crossed.
Whatever. Just be honest with your kids.
You can't.
What fascinates me as you as parents, there's nothing that you hate more is when your kids are lying to you.
Right.
Yet you're being a hypocrite because you're always lying to them. Well,
hey, Steve, let me just put it this way. You know when you're in the airport and you go to get on a plane and the kid sits in front of you and is screaming and crying nonstop for your entire 4-hour flight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is what we deal with all the time unless we lie to them.
Yep.
And then it ends at 10 minutes into the flight.
I think I got it now.
The lie.
I got it.
Well, yes.
It helps me out, too.
It helps everybody out.
Everyone.
Okay.
If we don't lie... They just
I have to endure.
Because if you use logic with a child, they're not ready for it. You can't explain to them that I'm not going to buy you a new toy. You busted that toy. It's like, I'm trying to think of an example.
You guys do the thing where
you can't watch that YouTube video. Why? Because I said. Why? Because I said, you do what I say. I have that fight every single day with my kids.
What do you keep fighting
nonstop.
For?
It's nonstop.
Why do you keep fighting?
I got to watch it yesterday. I saw it yesterday. There's just one more I want to watch. Just let me watch this one more. Come on, please. I just want my iPad. Can I watch it on my sister's iPad? Why doesn't YouTube work on my
the
iPad?
But it works blew up.
Exactly.
You tell them the internet.
Wait, like, what?
The internet blew up.
What?
There was a big thing. There was a sun flare and the internet blew up. There's no internet in our house for the next 3 days.
Okay, when you say the answer is no, end of story. It's
not
no.
the end of the story.
It's not.
Why you keep asking questions.
Then why you keep talking? Why do you answer? That's the part that fascinates me.
We don't have to. We just lie and then it's done.
Did you think your mom could see things? Did you ever truly believe your mom had eyes in the back of her head? Because she would know crap that there was no way she would know.
Yeah.
And she told you, I have eyes in the back of my head.
Well, that literally, I mean, I would check and they weren't there.
But like,
figuratively.
No, right.
Yes,
but,
I did.
And she would tell you like somehow the lunch lady would call her and tell you if you ate all your lunch. Like, because they know your tells. So they lie to you. They're like, I talked to the lunch lady. They didn't. They just know you didn't eat it. Did you eat your carrots in your lunch today? Yeah. Nope. The lunch lady called me. It's a lie.
Okay.
But if they tell the truth, if they say you did that weird thing when you said yes, you did that little weird twitch with your left eye, you're going to go in your bedroom and work on that. So we have to lie.
Well, that's
to you.
A whole different thing. But wait a second. No. Let me ask you guys this. When was the last time you were honest with your child?
We're honest all the time.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No, you're fudging the truth every
time.
We're
honest.
Like, never.
When there's an easy path to like.
See, it's always.
Honesty, yes.
Lazy and easy.
It's not
that's
lazy. It's just easier.
No, it's not.
To tell, like, Dad, I want a puppy. We can't. Your mom's allergic.
End of story. You don't. That's a lie. You just say, no, we can't. We're not getting a puppy. Why'd you tack on that
because
lie?
Because I say no, and they go, why? Because we're not. Why?
Why you keep answering them?
I'll take care of it. I promise.
No, you won't. Yes, I will. But I know you won't. But I will.
See, you keep talking to them.
You this, have that, to
that
keep talking.
After no, there's not. Nothing left to discuss.
So in your world, then you would like put the Silence of the Lambs muzzle on your child. It's like, Dad said no to the dog. You have to keep, you have to engage.
You don't have
so
to.
So it's so much easier
that's
to go.
That's your problem.
Your mom is allergic to dogs. Huh? What happens to her? She'll die.
Okay. Oh my God. Holy smoke. Albeit it sounds fun, it's just not good to do. No.
Then you see them writing a cut sheet. I'm like, Mom, don't go on Scruffy sleeping in my room next to my face.
What's the up and downside of this going on?
Mom yells, Scruffy licks.
Liars.
I'm telling you.
You're all
so,
liars.
We want your lies. This is what we need from you.
Bad parents unite.
Even though Steve is going to judge you, we all do it. It's about food. It's about whether Disneyland is closed when you're in Florida or whatever, or Disney World. You know, you have to lie to your kids.
You don't.
You tell your kids that when the ice cream truck plays the music, that means they're
out of ice cream. Why are they still driving around then?
They're driving back. They're driving home.
You guys, it's almost like a book of lies that you look up real quick.
We're writing the book of lies
right now.
This is the definitive tell-all book on the lies you tell your kids. Tell us the ones you've gotten away with. What's yours, Neil?
You suck, Neil.
Yay.
Liar.
So this is a generational thing. When I was little, my mom told me that her Hershey's chocolate bar was medicine. And you don't want to take medicine that you don't need. You know, it'll hurt you. Needless to say, I ate it anyway. It was worth the risk. And now I tell it to my friend's kids, whoever might be in the house, because I'm not sharing my candy or my ice cream.
You called, actually, Mom was smart. That's a smart lie. That's not a bad lie. But you called her bluff and you just blew her out.
I love the lie, though.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate is dangerous to humans.
Yeah, so.
Super dangerous. Right,
except for Mommy.
That is a good one.
That's a good one, Neil.
Thank you. I wish it's far too late. Now I just
Your
have to hide my
old.
Stuff. And you know what's hilarious is my kids watch me. They like know, they see me buy caramel M&Ms and then they're like, they know where candy goes in the pantry. And they're like, why are the caramel M&Ms there? And I'm like, they're not. Then maybe we have a mouse problem and they have to like, I can't tell them where I'm hiding them. Cause then they'll start scouring the house.
But in that instance, they knew you were lying on purpose just to cover up.
Maybe. They're not that bright yet. Shannon?
Hi. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, stop lying.
So what I told my kids was, you know, when you see like jets or airplanes leaving exhaust in the sky?
Yeah.
Nope. I've always told them that was Santa's helpers on the off season, making sure that they're good all year round. And
you say that contrails are like spy, like drone spy planes flying overhead.
That's bunk.
That's amazing.
That is not Shannon.
No, that's amazing.
I'm telling you, FAA.
You see that every day, you know?
Pretty much every day you see some contrails, yeah.
So we're back to the fear. You're instilling fear into your children. We're not just lying to them. Now we're scaring our kids. Fearing them.
Well, it's better than what my mom told me.
Tell me the difference between fear and respect. Exactly.
Well, probably one.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, my mom used to tell me, you know, like how kids always pick up bird feathers on the ground.
Yeah.
I would pick them up and she's like, no, don't do that because you'll go blind. So, I mean, to this day, I'm afraid to pick up a bird feather, you know, because I'm going to go blind if I touch my eye.
More fear again. She's worded the word afraid.
Fear is where it works.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Shannon.
Aren't you guys supposed to be benevolent with your kids, but you're all malevolent?
What's that word? Beneva?
It's nice. Malevolent is
I should
bad.
Google that later. I think benevolence starts at 23.
Whatever.
Crystal?
Yay.
Yay. Lying to your kids.
Yay. Well, I'm sure I lied to my kids all the time, but I actually was babysitting many years ago, and this little kid was refusing to eat his banana, so I told him if he didn't eat it, his arm would fall off.
What?
That's another level of fear. You went with a lot of physical damage,
abuse,
deformities.
I think I was worried he was getting malnourished, and he was refusing, like, with all his might to eat this banana, so I was like, well, he's gullible, he's a little guy. And he totally just started scarfing down the banana.
I think the issue comes in when he's like his parents find him sitting on the counter scarfing bananas at 3 o'clock in the morning going, I don't want to lose my arm.
Exactly.
That's when the lie has legs. And
he's getting his potassium.
What county do you live in, Crystal?
That's another level
of
fear.
That's abuse.
I don't lie quite that far.
Whatever.
I don't ever tell my kids.
You all do
like,
it.
Like limbs are going to fall off. Like your parents told you don't sit so close to the TV or you're go blind.
No, they explained ophthalmology to me and I understood whatever that.
Yeah, they did. Marianne.
Yay.
Lying to your kids.
Yay. Yeah. Well, So our kids are a little older now, so they don't believe everything anymore. But what we did is my husband turned off the power and told them we lost power just to get them off of their computers for a couple of hours.
You faked a global incident, a power outage, to keep them, rather than, as Steve says, just say no.
Yeah, just get off your stuff. End of discussion.
No, it's easier to
Oh, no, let's turn off a grid. Let's turn off the...
Did you convince houses in the neighborhood to do it with you, or was it just you?
No, it was just us. And luckily, they don't have kids close by that are the same age, so they bought it, actually. So we've done it twice to them.
But, the drag is then you got to be off the grid at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It is kind of a, but mommy and daddy can still drink.
Well, exactly. So no, it was not a big deal because I was actually not there when he did it.
So
it didn't inconvenience you in any way, shape, or form. Thank you for the call, Marianne. Angela?
Yay.
Liars.
Lying to your kids.
I convinced my kids when they were little that if they didn't dress warm enough to go outside and play in the snow, their boy parts would fall off, and that's where girls come from.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God. They so didn't want to be a girl that they,
Do you know how many loads of laundry I had to wash because of my lie? Yeah, it backfired, but it worked.
Ha-ha. Look at the maiming again and losing body parts again. It's like your lies always go to losing body parts.
Mine don't go that far, but that's still a good way to get your kids to dress properly. Saves you a copay.
Is to lie to them then scare them.
Thank you for the
fear
call.
Into them.
Yes, Steve. To all the things you're saying. See, where you think you're ticking off a list of negative things,
yes.
I think you're ticking off a list of ways that lying is successful.
No,
and useful. Okay. In our society
God.
A whole.
No,
all right. If you still want to tell us more lies that you're telling your kids for our lying book, please do so on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.